Chapter 24, Section 3, The Ford and Carter Years. Before you read. In the last section, you learned about Watergate. In this section, you will read about the presidencies of Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter. Ford travels a rough road. Ford's foreign policy. What did Ford do as president? Gerald R. Ford replaced Richard Nixon as president. Ford was likable and honest, but he lost public support when he pardoned Nixon. The economy had gotten worse by the time Ford took office. Ford invited the nation's top economic leaders to the White House to discuss what to do. Ford promoted a program to slow inflation by encouraging energy conservation. This program failed. Ford then pushed for higher interest rates. This triggered the worst recession in 40 years. In foreign affairs, Ford relied on Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State. Ford continued talks with China and the Soviet Union. In 1974, he participated in a meeting in Helsinki, Finland. There, 35 countries, including the Soviet Union, signed the Helsinki Accords. These were agreements that promised greater cooperation between the nations of Europe. Question 1. What did Ford do about the economy? Carter enters the White House. Why did Carter get elected? Ford ran for election in 1976 against Democrat Jimmy Carter. Carter ran as an outsider, or someone apart from Washington politics. Carter promised he would never lie to Americans. Carter won a close election with this message. Carter stayed in touch with the people by holding fireside chats on radio and television. But Carter did not try to reach out to Congress. He refused to take part in deal-making. As a result, he angered both Republicans and Democrats in Congress. Question 2. Why did Carter win the 1976 presidential election? Carter's domestic agenda. How did Carter try to fix the economy? Carter believed that energy policy should be his top priority. He signed the National Energy Act. It placed a tax on gas-guzzling cars. It removed price controls on oil and natural gas. It also funded research for new sources of energy. But in 1979, violence in the Middle East caused another shutdown of oil imports. High prices made inflation worse. Carter tried voluntary price freezes and spending cuts, but these measures did not stop inflation. Other changes in the economy caused problems in the 1970s. Greater automation meant fewer manufacturing jobs. Competition from other countries cost American jobs, too. Many companies moved their factories from the Northeast to the South and West. They were looking for lower energy costs and cheaper labor. Question 3. How did Carter try to solve the nation's economic problems? A human rights foreign policy. How did human rights affect Carter's foreign policy? Carter tried to follow moral principles in his foreign policy. He believed the United States should promote human rights. Human rights are freedoms and liberties like those listed in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Carter cut aid to countries that violated the rights of their people. He supported a treaty with Panama to give control of the Panama Canal to that country. Carter signed a nuclear arms treaty called SALT II with the Soviets. The treaty was opposed by the Senate. But when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, Carter refused to fight for the treaty. It was never ratified. Question 4. What was Carter's foreign policy based on? Triumph and crisis in the Middle East. What did Carter do about the Middle East? In 1978, Carter arranged a meeting between the leaders of Egypt and Israel. The two nations had been enemies for years. After several days of talks, Carter and the two leaders reached agreements known as the Camp David Accords. In 1979, Muslim fundamentalists and their leader, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, overthrew the Shah of Iran. In October of 1979, Carter allowed the Shah to enter the United States for cancer treatment. This angered the revolutionaries. On November 4, 1979, they took control of the American embassy in Tehran, Iran's capital, and took 52 Americans hostage. They demanded that the United States send the Shah back to Iran in return for the hostages. Carter refused. A long standoff followed. Carter could not get the hostages released. They were held for 444 days. The hostages were freed just minutes after Ronald Reagan was inaugurated president on January 20, 1981. Question 5. Name one success and one defeat in the Middle East for Carter.